Okay, another question economically, but this is outside of the U.S. What do I think of China? I got a number of questions about China. Will it continue to rise economically? And what do I think generally is going to happen in Asia more broadly? So, you know, China will continue to grow economically. I think it will grow in the foreseeable future. But China has some massive problems. It has a large government sector in China, government-controlled companies, government-owned companies that are huge losers, that are not productive, that are a drag on the Chinese economy. The banking system in China is horrifically manipulated. Is a branch of the Chinese government, is involved in massive central planning, and is very destructive, and therefore is going to give the Chinese economy massive problems. China has inflated its economy artificially by boosting government spending. You've got massive amounts of real estate that was invested in that has no use, that it's empty cities sitting around. So there's a lot of problems in the Chinese economy, a lot of problems. And there's a lot of social pressures in China because there's still hundreds of millions of people who are dirt poor in China who have not benefited from all the increase or not benefited as much from the increases, dramatic increases in wealth creation in China. And they want more economic growth so that their fate will increase. And yet it's not clear that China can grow fast enough to help them rise out of poverty. So there are going to be social pressures in China. And then there's also a population problem, a demographic problem in China. China will start aging soon. Because of its one-child policy, the Chinese population is going to start shrinking at some point. And that's not good economically. That means fewer people working, fewer people producing, fewer people making stuff, fewer people being innovators. So you've got a lot of problems. So I don't see China as this all rosy, going to grow forever economy. It's got major problems. It's going to have a major, what some economists call correction. It's going to have to have a major fixes, which means moving towards more freedom. And I'm not sure the Chinese government is ready for that. And I mean economic freedom. And I'm not sure the Chinese government is ready to do that. On the other hand, the Chinese are incredible, entrepreneurial. There's real wealth creation going on there. There's real production going on there. There's real wealth creation. So there's some in the areas and where the Chinese government has left Chinese businessmen alone, has left areas in China free of government regulations and government control and central planning, Chinese industry and Chinese wealth creation has thrived. And that's the battle between those free elements in the economy and those statist elements in the economy. And hopefully China will be able to free up the statist elements in the economy at a regular pace so that it avoids the catastrophe. The rest of Asia is very tricky. You know, I'm generally positive on some places like Singapore, Hong Kong, you know, South Korea, Taiwan, and so on, that have moved dramatically towards more free economies. I worry about Japan, who have a horrific demographic problem. They're the fastest shrinking population in the world, aging population, fewer and fewer people working, producing, creating, destructive economic policies. Japan is in big trouble. It's got a high standard of living. Whether it can sustain that high standard of living is really questionable. So generally, Asia's in better condition than the West because it's moving towards freedom as the West is moving away from freedom, with the exception of Japan, which I think is moving away from economic freedom. And therefore, Asia will do better over the next few decades than the West is, although if China has a massive economic crisis, which it could, the rest of Asia will suffer with it.